Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and that's a wrap on Week 8. The Patriots are 6-2 with a win over the Dolphins. And one thing that we noticed from the game is the way they're using their running backs. There's not one guy who's getting all the carries. They're really splitting it up between Brandon Bolden, LeGarrette Blount, and Stephen Ridley.
Yeah, and what was glaring on Sunday was the lack of use of Ridley early on. And I think we can all mostly agree he is their best, most consistent running back.
Right.
And there were a lot of questions during and certainly after the game to Ridley about if he was wondering why he wasn't used really at all in the first quarter, why the carries are being split. This was a guy who had a 1,200-yard season, a lot of touchdowns last year, and he really deflects all of it. I mean, these guys talk about the running back group and how they are all a group. They root for each other, and it doesn't matter who gets the carries when. But when Ridley comes in, you can really see what kind of a difference maker he can be.
Right.
Broke off a few long ones. LeGarrette Blount's been getting plenty of opportunities. Brandon
right.
Bolden as well in the passing game too. It continues to be interesting to see how these guys are used going forward, because Ridley now has four touchdowns in the last three games,
right.
and about 160 yards or so combined in those three games. You wonder if we get to a point where Ridley becomes the workhorse, but we haven't seen that yet.
Well, I think it is interesting. You're seeing the confidence that the coaching staff has in still passing the ball to Brandon Bolden, who I don't think caught as much passes as he did last year. So it's interesting to see how they're using those guys.
And the hands have been shaky. He's dropped a few
little bit
as well.
Yeah.
He's absolutely dropped a few glaring ones. So they are still going in his direction.
Yeah. Right, so that was definitely one topic. But another thing, kind of the elephant in the room, is the Patriots offense. They're still 2-for-10 on third down, but they did move up. They're, I think, now ranked 18th, tied with three other teams in the league right now on their red zone efficiency. So they are improving, but it's still not very good.
They can make things a lot easier on themselves if they can get shorter third down opportunities,
right.
make them easier to convert. And there's still a lot of balls going in different directions. It hasn't been a smooth operation. The second half certainly showed some positive signs, but they also had the benefit of some really killer Miami penalties, including on two deep balls to Rob Gronkowski that were
right.
incomplete. So they got the benefit there, but they've got to shore up a lot of areas. You're right, third down is one of them.
Well, coming up, the Pittsburgh Steelers, a home game here, and then the Patriots have a bye week after that. So that leads us to have a couple of questions about some key guys like Tommy Kelly, who we haven't seen, Aqib Talib. Will they bring them back for this game, or will they maybe go another week without them, let them rest up on the bye week, and then probably see them return
after
that?
Yeah, you get to the point right now where, okay, if Kelly's 50% chance of playing, if Talib is about the same, you have that balance where, well, we can give him another full week off, which really is 2 weeks off, and then, in the case of Kelly, it'll end up being, 5 or 6 weeks
right.
between games. With Talib, it'll be about 4. So I've got to imagine they might be leaning in that direction. We'll see. Talib was on the practice field all last week. Kelly was not.
Right.
So you figured Talib is maybe a little closer than Kelly. But those are the two glaring ones, and we'll see what happens.
And even if Talib is a little closer, I mean, they're doing really well right now without him. So I say, if you got one more game, why not rest him for about 2 weeks?
And it's more important that he's fully 100%
right.
down the stretch rather than risk him in this one game against Pittsburgh.
So those are a couple of storylines we'll monitor this week and next week's game, of course. But that will do it for Brian and myself for now. And we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.